University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today to WMCFM College Park, where college radio is good radio. My name is Sophia, and you're listening to One for the Books, where every week I pick a book and play music that fits the themes and vibes of that book. So today our book is Violet Bent Backwards Over the Grass by Lana Del Rey. I'm excited about this one because this is the first book of poems that I've done, the first book of poetry that I've done. And also I did Patti Smith, where I played both the artist's music and talked about their written works. So this is the second time I'm doing that, which is pretty fun. So this book is by Lana Del Rey, and it is a book of poetry that reflects on themes of identity, love, fame, and a yearning for freedom from societal expectations. She explores a lot of the contradictions of being a public figure and the search for personal authenticity. And I really love this book because I think with poetry, you can never get too much of it. Like, you can step away and come back to it and you'll always find something new. Whereas, well, yeah. So I think with her poems, it's really fun because I've reread this book a lot of times throughout the course of my life. And every time I've resonated with different poems and found new things that resonated with me. And it's kind of fun because I like to write in my book sometimes and going back and like seeing the poems that really resonated with like 16-year-old me versus now is, I don't know, it's just fun. So today I'm going to play a little bit of Lana Del Rey, of course, but also some artists that I feel relate to Lana Del Rey or just create music that very much emulates the vibe of Violet Bent Backwards Over the Grass. You know Lana loves a long title, that's for sure. So the first song we have is Porcelain by Ichiko Aoba. I think I'm saying that right. I love this song and I love this artist. And the whole Windswept Adon album is just fantastical and mystical, which is very much what this book is like. And then after that, we have Get Free by Lana Del Rey, one of my favorite Lana songs and a great message to everyone. Get free. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is One for the Books on WMCFM College Park. Oh,
Finally, I'm crossing the threshold from the ordinary world to the reveal of my heart. Undoubtedly, that will for certain take the dead out of the sea and the darkness from the arts. This is my commitment, my modern manifesto. I'm doing it for all of us who never got the of paradise who never got to fly at night, 'cause they were caught up in the dance. Sometimes it feels like I've got a war in my mind. I wanna get off, but I keep riding the ride. I never really noticed that I had to decide to play someone's game. Thank you.
That was Get Free by Lana Del Rey. And before that was Porcelain by Ichiko Aoba. So I wanted to read something from our book today, Violet Bend Backwards Over the Grass. Lana Del Rey writes a lot of different styles of poems, but she kind of maintains the same themes throughout of longing and wanting to be something greater than what she already is. And so she has this line, "My thoughts are not for sale. They're about nothing and beautiful and for free. I wish you could get that and love that about me." And I just love that. I underlined this actually a while ago, but I wish you could get that and love that about me. And just that longing to feel understood and to feel seen is so true throughout her music and totally resonates with so many people. So this next song is called Chase Me by Nilufer Yana. And it's off of her album Painless. And I had the pleasure of seeing her live and play the song live. And it was amazing. And it just kind of had that similar like longing feeling that a lot of this book has. And then after that, we have Every Time by the Radio Department, the ultimate longing band. I love this band. So yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. This is Chase Me by Nilufer Yana. That was Every Time by the Radio Department, and before that was Chase Me by Nilufer Yana. So next up, I have some kind of daydreamy songs. Violet Bennett, Backwards Over the Grass, is a lot about daydreaming, and Lana Del Rey writes about her daydreams of a future for herself, but also just the smaller things in life that that bring her joy. She has this one poem called Paradise is Very Fragile. And she writes, Paradise is very fragile and it seems that it's only getting worse. Not everyone's nature is good or golden and you can't fight what's in your nature. So I liked that. I liked that quote. I like her idea of paradise, and I like how she talks about human nature and the direction of which we go in, and when we have dreams and when we have aspirations, you know, how much of that is within our nature and how much of that is just our drive and our push to make these things happen. So this next song is One Rainy Wish by Jimi Hendrix. I love this song. This is a daydreamy song for me, definitely. And after that, we have Scenes Like This by Puzzle, which is another song that's very much about, he sings, I used to dream of scenes like this. So kind of accomplishing the dream that you've always imagined, that the dream that you've always dreamt, accomplishing a life that you always hoped you would have. So yeah, thanks for tuning in. This is WMUC-FM College Park.
Ah!
That was Scenes Like This by Puzzle. Before that was One Rainy Wish by Jimi Hendrix. Next up, we have another Lana Del Rey off of her album, Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard? This girl loves her long titles. This song is called Fishtail. I really like this song. Well, okay, I like a lot of Lana Del Rey, but I chose this one because I feel like the whole like message of the song is kind of like you wanted me sadder and kind of like being with someone that almost feeds off of your sadness and your despair. And I think that's very much a theme of this book that she wrote. I don't know when this came out, but I know it was a couple years ago when she was, you know, definitely contemplating some things. She has this one page. The book's really fun because there's like poems, but then there's also photographs in it that she took, I'm assuming, and all the poems are written in like type. They're like written by typewriters. So, you know, she's got her aesthetics going on here. But she writes, every night I die when I give myself to you, sad but beautiful. And I think that's like how a lot of her music kind of is, sad but beautiful. So this is Fishtail by Lana Del Rey.
Don't you dare say that you'll break my head, babe, if you don't really care. You wanted me sadder. You wanted me sadder. Fishtail, what's the matter with it? Skipping rope in the bayou, bayou. Slip softly into rain. Not that smart, but I've got things to say. Palm trees in black and white, I like to watch them sway. You're so funny, I wish I could skinny dip inside your mind. Lately I've been thinking about how things used to be. Swinging in a nightgown underneath the old oak tree. Almost Victorian with you, you can talk to me. Lately I can see you wanted me sadder.
Baby, don't you? What a wicked thing to do, to make me dream of you. And I don't wanna fall in love. No, I don't wanna fall in love with you.
That was Wicked Game by Chris Isaak. Before that was The Minx by The Circle. And before that was Fishtail by Lana Del Rey. So I feel like Wicked Game is such a song about like yearning and longing and loving. And those are definitely themes that Lana touches on in this book. She has some of her more popular poems in this book. One of them is called Never to Heaven, which people believe is very much connected to her song, Say Yes to Heaven. And she writes in this poem, "The wise in this lifetime I've found are inconsequential compared to the magic of the nowness." So the way I kind of read that is like the wise of like, why is this happening to me? Or why did that happen to me? Why am I not with this person? All these questions, the wise that kind of keep us spiraling are inconsequential compared to the magic of nowness. So although she does have a lot in this book about yearning and being kind of sad and lonely, she also has a lot of motivational aspects too, encouraging us to be present in the moment and encouraging us to take initiative and take advantage of our life and make things happen. So this next song is Come Live With Me by Dorothy Ashby, off of her album Afro Harping. And this is just a fun, feel good song to kind of leave you with that more motivational, feel good feeling on this fine Monday evening. Thank you guys for tuning in to WMCFM College Park. This is Come Live With Me. Thank you.
do. Be stronger than you really are. When you're lying in my arms, baby, you don't ever have to go faster than your fastest pace, or faster than my fastest cars. I shouldn't have done it, but I read it in your letter. You said to a friend that you wish you were doing better. I wanted to reach out, but I never said a thing. I shouldn't have done it, but I read it in your letter. You said to a friend that you wish you were doing better. I wanted to call you, but I didn't say a thing.
That was California by Lana Del Rey. Before that was Come Live With Me by Dorothy Ashby. So I didn't introduce that song, but Lana Del Rey writes a lot about California. She loves this state, or she has a very complicated relationship with the state. But she has a poem in her book that we're talking about today called LA, Who Am I to Love You? And the whole poem is kind of her talking to LA as if they're a parent, a lover, an ex-best friend. She has a lot of mixed feelings about this city, but some of her questions to LA that I resonate with, or that I think are the most, like, that are my favorite. She says, LA, I'm a dreamer, but I'm from nowhere. Who am I to dream? And she asks a lot of these questions. Who am I to love you? Who am I to dream? Which are honest, valuable questions. But in the end, she writes, to LA, I love that you love the neon lights like me. Orange in the distance. We both love that, and I love that we have that in common. And that final line is so beautiful, because in the end, all we're really looking for is connection, and we're looking to feel loved and to find things in common with people and share that connection with people. So thank you guys for tuning in today. You should definitely read Lana Del Rey's book on poetry. I have Rain here with me, who's going to introduce the next song.
Hi, everyone. So thank you for listening to WMUC College Park, and I'm going to be playing Fresh from Daft Punk.